This is episode number 2188 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 7th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, wow. There's a name you haven't uttered in a while.
Now, you would think that this whole Amber Heard dramatic...
Disney dropping him from their roles, all that would all make him just go away, but no.
Well, you'd think it would have gone away by now.
Yeah.
But Johnny Depp's defamation lawsuit against Amber Heard hits a Virginia courtroom.
Oh, they haven't done that yet?
On Monday, and Court TV is going to televise it.
Oh, wow. It's the next OJ. Oh, my goodness.
Look at that. Johnny Depp's on TV.
He's going to be on TV. His court
case. It's like he
case.
Has his own series. Mini series. Maybe kind of a long one, but, you know.
I doubt it. I doubt this is going to be very long. I haven't watched Court TV since OJ. Dan Abrams was the face of the OJ trial. 1995. That was a long damn time ago.
I miss LAPD.
He's around.
For LAPD, I could care less if he's on it or not.
Yeah.
I like the other guys.
Yeah.
I just like LAPD. They can put anybody on it.
Oh, wow.
They can put Johnny Depp on it.
No, that's a kid. Yeah.
Now, in case you've been living under a rock or just didn't care,
yeah,
Johnny, he filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Amber for her claims of domestic abuse in a Washington Post op-ed. And I think he has a little to stand on. I think she's fat crap crazy.
It's $50 million. I don't think he's getting.
Well,
50
that's a
million.
Little much. Well, there's a lot of wine involved.
There's a lot of wine. Maybe a lot of expensive wine, broken bottles and such. But okay, all right.
All right. This particular case has a slew of celebrity witnesses.
Oh my!
It includes James Franco.
Oh, that's
well,
not
there's
a
reputable.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's a reputable source. Mm.
Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon. Well, okay. Second richest man in the world.
Because she hooked up with him after Johnny Depp.
Yeah. And with somebody else, too. Didn't he have two women at the same time? Or I don't remember the story.
Her and Elon obviously didn't get along.
Whatever.
All right, so it's going to be interesting if they show up and take the stand.
Oh, they will.
Now, Court TV claims they're going to offer unbiased coverage from a
down-the-middle
perspective.
Down-the-middle perspective. Yeah. I like that.
But don't forget, Court TV, this is Johnny's series, okay?
Oh, jeez. I wonder if Johnny will come out with kind of a fake accent to the whole thing. Hmm. You ever notice him when he's talking, you know, he's half Jack Sparrow and half British, though he's not British. He's got that, I don't know.
Don't you remember him from 21 Jump
Street? Oh, man, I remember him. Yeah, well, of course we do. We remember Johnny Depp from everything he did.
What was it, Friday the 13th?
He wasn't on Friday the 13th.
Wait, no, it was Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, he was in Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's it, I'm sorry. I wonder if he'll wear his eyeliner.
That, I think, is actually permanently put on him.
Eyeliner's one thing. The whole smudge pot stuff?
Anyway, check it out if you want to. Monday, you said? Monday? It starts Monday?
Yes, it's Monday.
All righty. We'll keep you posted.
Set your DVR.
Sure we will.
Tiger Woods says he will play in this week's Masters tournament.
Why? I thought he wasn't ever going to play golf again.
There was a time that he thought he wasn't going to be able to.
I mean, does he have like a cane or a walker or something? Because his leg's kind of messed up.
He has some really expensive doctors.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Probably some good orthotics. I imagine there's an orthotic maybe involved there.
He's probably got a nice brace on his leg. Yeah. How's he going to walk around 18 holes? That's what I want to know.
That's what golf carts are for.
No, that's true.
Yeah. As of right now, he has plans to tee it up when the tourney begins later today.
He's not going to win.
Don't know. And
I don't think he's going to win.
He wholeheartedly believes he can actually win.
Oh, come on. This is a Masters, right? So if he wins, he gets the green jacket.
Like he said, another green jacket.
He's already got one.
He says he can hit it just fine.
The golf ball. Sorry. I had a moment there thinking about Tiger Woods and
his little black book.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, black
I'm pretty sure he can hit that just fine.
Yeah. He probably has several black books. A through E. F through L.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't have any qualms about what he can do physically from a golf standpoint. Now, he does have at least a small
I can think of about 100 jokes there, too, but I'm not going to go there.
And he is a little worried about walking around the golf course.
I would be, too. I mean, you know, he shattered his stinking leg like a year and a half ago. And he probably doesn't even have any bone there anymore. He's probably, like, got orthotics and robotics, man. He's like the $6 million man there, you know, because I would much rather watch Happy Gilmore play the Masters than I would Tiger Woods. Like, come on. Let's get happy out there, by God. Let's get a Apollo
Creed.
Hey, the
world of golf
with this wooden thumb, too.
The world of golf is ecstatic. And the announcers are going to have problems. There he is.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's like
the excited whispers. Yeah, I love the excited whispers on golf. Geez. That's the most exciting part of watching golf.
You know what?
It's kind of like watching paint dry.
I like to watch the Golf Channel because it always has the same effect on me. It gives me an opportunity to take a nap, long nap. Let's turn on the Golf Channel. Come on.
Well, Tiger's been practicing, trying to build up endurance.
Well, I mean, he does. He needs to. I mean, the guy's got an issue. I mean, you know, he hit a pretty horrible car accident.
He got messed up.
He's lucky to be alive. I mean, that car looked horrible.
He's very lucky to be alive.
And a testament to how good cars are today. This isn't a joke. I mean, cars are way better. I mean, anybody else like 20 years ago, look, dead. Hello.
Yeah, it was an expensive car, but just the same. There's some
I mean, there's all kinds of safety features in any of these cars today. Yeah, they have to. They have to fit.
For the speed he was going and the way he flipped, he's a lucky guy.
Wonder if Halle Berry plays golf. That I could get interested in watching, Halle Berry playing golf. Then I wouldn't go to sleep.
You would sign up to be her caddy.
Oh yeah, you betcha. Yes, Miss Berry. I think you better use a 9-iron on that one.
And she would say 9-iron, and you say, and she'd say 9-iron. You'd be like Raj from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I know. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.